then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want: family safe and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way, whether you're driving on the track or just on the road. Properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, now the question is this president going to be surprised by the next variant? And the probable answer is yes, because that's exactly what's happened. The president yesterday did a sit-down with David Muir, the anchor from ABC News, and says the administration is making good progress on COVID-19. Listen to this.
We're nearly 2 years into this pandemic. You're a year into the presidency. Empty shelves and no test kits in some places, 3 days before Christmas when it's so important. Is that good enough?
No, nothing's been good enough. But look where we are. When last Christmas we were in a situation where we had significantly fewer people vaccinated, emergency rooms were filled, you had serious backups in hospitals that were causing great difficulties. We're in a situation now where we have 200 million people fully vaccinated, 200 million people fully vaccinated. And we have more than that who have had at least one shot, and they're getting these booster shots as well.
president yesterday with David Muir of ABC News. Stay with us. More to come. Coming up top of the hour, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk insurance. We'll talk politics. We'll do all that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And don't forget to change your wipers. That's right, yeah. Watch for slick roadways and scattered showers right now across the valley. We're getting some moderate flows right now on US 95 as you head eastward into the downtown area. You're going to tap the brakes there at Jones, also 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. Ahead of that is those lane restrictions, which continue to delay things through the downtown on Interstate 515. That's in both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue as they repair that 60-year-old bridge, which is there. And you might not even know it was a bridge, but in any event, be careful out there. The roadways are slick.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Bad news for the Raiders. Safety Jonathan Abram is going to undergo season-ending shoulder surgery, and he is done for the year. He injured his shoulder in Monday's win over the Browns. In that game, he played 45 of 56 defensive snaps. Raiders getting ready for their game against the Broncos coming up on Sunday. The UNLV basketball team, they win. They knock off San Diego 80-57 in its non-conference finale at Thomas and Mack Center yesterday. They open up Mountain West play on New Year's Day against San Diego State.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com this week only. Plus, new deals on stocking stuffers. Save through December 20th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction time slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to thank Kevin Child for taking time out of his busy schedule. He's a real estate guy, and I don't know how much real estate they do this time of year, but thanks to Kevin Child for coming on with us, and he will let us know. I've been badgering him, by the way, to remain in the arena when it comes to our kids, because he is dedicated to our kids, and that's what it's all about. And our kids are our future. Pat Casal, by the way, will join us at the top of the hour, the owner of the MultiCare Group and political director for the Clark County Republican Party, and we'll talk about the lay of the land, so to speak. You know, we've been talking a lot over the last couple of months about the Build Back Broke deal that the president's trying to get passed. Joe Manchin is standing in his way. And the president, with David Muir from World News Tonight on ABC, he had an update on the Build Back Better legislation. And he's sounding optimistic, but the fact is the facts are just... The facts don't work for him. The president is not able to move this piece of legislation. But this was the president with David Muir yesterday on ABC.
Let me turn, Mr. President, to Build Back Better. Many say it's an agenda in peril right now, in large part because of Senator Joe Manchin. Universal pre-K, the child tax credit, of course, historic money to fight climate change, in the words of your administration. You've met with Senator Joe Manchin a number of times. You invited him to your home in Delaware. He came to the White House a week ago. Then he's on Sunday morning cable and says, I'm a no. How does that happen? How are you not able to close the deal?
Well, look. Let's talk about what we have done. We have passed more major legislation than anybody in their first year ever. And I haven't given up on this. I haven't given up on it.
But Senator Manchin's main sticking point, it would appear, is the child tax credit. Are you willing to take that out if it means bringing him on board?
Well, look, I want to get as much as I can possibly get done. As much as we can possibly get done. I still think we'll be able to get a significant amount of what we need to get done, particularly as the American people figure out what is in this legislation. It's extremely consequential.
And as Americans gather this Christmas, we talked about the cost, inflation at a 40-year high in the U.S.
Unemployment has come down. Gas prices have come down 10, 11 cents or so since
you tapped
into the strategic reserve. I know that. But American families are feeling this.
They are.
And we have to acknowledge that. Inflation a 40-year high. The Fed just indicated that they might have to raise interest rates up to three times in the coming year just to slow things down. That sounds like Americans should be prepared for potentially more pain before this gets better.
If we don't pass Build Back Better, I think they're right. But if we do, 17 Nobel laureates in the economy said it's going to bring down inflation if we pass what I'm talking about.
By the way, just a quick note, and I think it bears repeating, and I've said it before, the 17 Nobel Prize winners for economics, they looked at the original bill, the $6 trillion bill that everybody talked about. That's not the same bill that is the $1.75 trillion, which actually is a $4 or $5 trillion bill. And then so Biden is talking about apples and oranges here. And these Nobel laureates, I would urge them to look at what's on the table right now. The $1.75 trillion, and that is really, when you break it down, is really a $4 or $5 trillion bill. Let's see what they say now. He keeps leaning on that. Well, 17 Nobel laureates are saying such and such. No, the fact is, that's not what they're saying. They're saying the original bill that they were looking at. That's not the same bill that they're looking at today. And that's what's so scary. Coming up, sports and how it's being impacted. This is getting ugly. And in fact, a lot of people are talking about the NHL, that they might just pause for a long time. Like it may go beyond next Monday. Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Across Nevada, we're paying more for almost everything. Turn on the news and you can hear why.
All this government spending is fueling a surge in inflation.
Americans are seeing higher prices on everything from gas to groceries.
You've got the middle class being absolutely torched.
Even President Biden admits it's out of control.
Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas?
But now Washington liberals are demanding trillions more in wasteful spending. Listen.
Democrats still divided whether to spend another $1.75 trillion.
This is an inflation acceleration bill.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has already voted for $3.1 trillion in spending just this year. Now you're paying higher prices on almost everything you buy. Tell Senator Cortez Masto inflation is killing us. Stop the reckless spending. Call her at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose the House Reconciliation Bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's weird that normally on a Wednesday, I'd be watching my choice of about 7 or 10 National Hockey League games. Maybe even seeing the Blues or the Golden Knights, two of my teams. And I'll just tell you, it was really weird being in a sports bar with no hockey on. There was none. Zero. Nada. And I guess my point is it's going to be really weird. And gentlemen, Jim, I'll bring you into this. It's we know that the NHL is going to be dark through Monday, but I keep getting a sense that this thing we may have more than just one pause. NBA's playing on. They're just not doesn't matter. LeBron, right. Keep playing, but the NHL is pausing, and I'm just wondering if this pause is going to be extended.
I'm kind of wondering the same thing. That's the echoes that we're starting to hear now. People, you've got the NHL, you've got the NHL Players Association. They probably are speaking behind closed doors. You have the issue of the Canadian teams and the different protocols they have to go through. Are they going to do what they did last year? Maybe pause and maybe kind of rearrange the second half of the season. I mean, that's a possibility, too. And remember last year in the COVID environment where they had the regional teams played each other and there wasn't a lot of traveling involved. It kind of makes you wonder, maybe they're just going to take a break here maybe for a few weeks and try to kind of figure out the rest of the season.
Would they dare recreate the bubble?
That, you know, it's such a fluid situation. We do know one thing, that the players are not going to be participating in the 2022 Beijing Olympics. I don't think they should have anyway, but that was political, not medical.
Yeah.
But here we are, and I think maybe because of that, the NHL and of course, what was it? They played 56 games in 2020 as opposed to the regular 82. So it wouldn't be unprecedented if they did maybe take a three-week hiatus to kind of see where we are 3 weeks from now.
Well, in fact, if you went 3 weeks back and you looked at where the Omicron virus was 3 weeks ago, we didn't even know about it. I mean, it was, there was one case in California, maybe, and that's it. Now, all of a sudden, it's seemingly everywhere, and you got to wonder, where are we going to be 3 weeks from now?
And that's the crazy thing about all this. They had to postpone three NFL games because there were as many as, 23 players on the Cleveland Browns who were on the COVID-19 reserve list. So they had to make arrangements there. But like you said, it seems like the NBA is moving forward. They're even allowing Kyrie Irving, a famously unvaxxed player, play away games because of the protocols. He can't play in New York City because he's not vaccinated, and he can't make his way into Madison Square Garden to play a basketball game, let alone watch one. So he's going to be a part-time player, which that, too, Kevin, is, I think, unprecedented.
I'm just wondering if the league or the city of New York or New York State would make a Kyrie Irving exception or exemption and make it just for him. Nope. He can play. Now he can play home games, and we'll make an exception in his particular case because he's Kyrie Irving.
That could be. I mean, but then you would have, some people out there that would say that's some sort of special privilege that athletes get. Who knows? Who definitely knows? But we do know one thing, that the NHL is off this week. The NFL they're moving forward, and they're going to try to get all their games in with no cancellations. But what the NFL did is they say, hey, you know, we've got too many star players that are testing positive, and they're asymptomatic. So what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And that's what frustrated Baker Mayfield. the Cleveland Browns had to field their third-string quarterback, who did okay. But still, they were without their top two quarterbacks. And who knows, they probably would have won that game against the Raiders a few days ago.
Yeah, I mean, they came within that much, a Daniel Carlson a field goal of winning that game. And that's incredible. It'll be interesting to see. But the one thing we do know is that the NFL is going to try and keep playing. The NHL is pausing. We don't know for how long. We do know that at least this pause is through Monday. And we have the NBA that says play on, man.
And Major League Baseball is on strike.
No, they're not on strike.
Well,
they're
okay.
On lockout.
Okay, yeah, there is
That's
a difference.
Different.
Okay, there is a difference. Yeah. I guess in the title of.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not a strike.
Yeah.
That's where the players go out. This is the owners going out.
Yeah. Well, the average pay in Major League Baseball for a starter in his fifth or sixth year is probably somewhere in the 10 to 20 million range.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are trying to get their payrolls down again. That's going to be tough.
Yeah. More with Gentleman Jim Dallas on this Thursday. I can't believe I'm saying this. Thursday before Christmas. That is incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk insurance. We'll talk politics. Oh, we'll talk about it all as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for Governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. One of the many ways we strive to keep you safe is by taking an active role with improving the quality of stormwater runoff entering our waterways from our roads and highways. From constructing and maintaining roads to monitoring our waterways, NDOT's dedicated environmental professionals are focused on reducing the impact of our projects on our environment. We do our very best to preserve Nevada's waters for future generations. For helpful information, to report an illicit discharge, or for public education resources, visit our website at lovenvywaters.com and follow us on social media. NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. Visit our website at lovenvywaters.com
This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I hate it when the left wants to criticize those of us that live in red states. Blue states are fine.